this insecurity hampers us in assisting people that we know that is in need. We estimate that this month, because of the insecurity, we could not reach around 260,000 people which have been reached in the previous months. Of course, this is an aspect of great concern for us. We know that there is people that need the food. If this food is not given in time, the levels of malnutrition will increase, and of course, deaths will increase, and it will be a very bad scenario.
Is this insecurity throughout the Darfur region or in one of the three states of Darfur?
Well, it depends. In the last events, which is in the South Darfur, they are affecting South Darfur. Last month, we could not reach about 200,000 people in North Darfur, which luckily this month we have been able to reach them. But this insecurity, we know when we cannot go, but we never know when we can go again. And to keep the nutritional status of the people in need and to maintain it, the food needs to be distributed every month. And if we fail 1 month or if we fail for 6 weeks, it's double work, and maybe the work that we have done before goes out the drain.
When you talk about food deliveries, how often does the WFP visit a particular area? Does it go every week, once a month? How do these operations work?
Our plan is for a month. Our object is to distribute food to the IDPs and to the COVID-affected people at least once a month. We have our ration, and the ration is distributed to our cooperating partners with the monthly allotments.
Do you have enough food supplies to go around?
Well, this is a very tricky question. Yes, for the next 2 months, we have enough food in Sudan. Does not mean that this food is in the places where we need it. Because due to security constraints, we have the first leg of our logistic operation is that to place the food in the Darfur, and the second leg is to transport it from the capitals to the beneficiaries scattered all over the three states. This is why I said it's a very tricky question. We have the food, but most of the times, or a lot of times, we cannot get it on the first leg of the logistics chain.
When you talk about insecurity, do you mean that your food convoys are not able to go through because of fighting or because you fear that your convoys may actually be attacked?
We don't have convoys. Our food is transported by private transport companies. And in fact, we have the two scenarios. One of the scenarios is that due to the insecurity, our contractors, they don't feel comfortable in using the roads. This is one of them, one scenario. And the second one is that we have cases already that trucks with WFP commodities, it means food, they have been taken away by one of the parties, and also the drivers, they have lost their personal belongings and sometimes suffered a little bit, which means that it's both scenarios.
When you hear that organizations like Save the Children UK are pulling out of Darfur, does that mean more work for the World Food Program?
I will say it's more work for the World Food Program, but also it means that there will be a huge part of the population in need that will not be served. Because how we work is that we have agreements of our cooperating partners, that commonly they are NGOs, to implement the last part of the food distribution chain. It means they have programs that are not only food, but they have programs on the health, on the water, sanitation, immunization, and the food distribution normally is one of the components of their humanitarian program. It means that if they leave and they cover a big area, this will hamper the capacity of food distribution and WFP to go to the level of distribution. We need to increase considerably our resources and our staff to do it, and this cannot be done overnight.